Next is a class from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 27, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Rama. In order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods, he exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist King Ravana, who was on the other side of the sea.
So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskita. To kill the miscreants and to protect the devotees, he descends. That is avatar. There are two business. Not that avatar means keeping some long beard or having an artificial helmet. Rascals may be allured by them, but those who are sensible, they have got sense. They will see, with reference to the Shastra, the avatar, every avatar, we are reading so many avatars, the activity of that particular avatar is also mentioned. That this avatar will, incarnation, will appear accepting such and such person as father and mother, and his activities will be like this. So, how any rascal can come out and say, I am the avatar, I am the incarnation? So that some other rascals may believe, but those who have sense, they will not accept. Here it is clearly mentioned, Lord Ramchandra, he appeared just like ordinary human being, naradivatyam, apanya, accepted. There are many other kings as good as Lord Ramchandra, but why people are after Ramchandra? Because he is God. Unfortunately, there are so many rascals, they pose themselves as incarnation of Ram, incarnation of Krishna. And people are all foolish, shudras, no education, no knowledge, and they are accepting. So Lord Ramchandra appeared for the purpose of satisfying the Sura. Krishna appears for protection of the Sura. Sura and Asura. Asura means non-devotees, and Sura means devotee. So, for killing the Asuras, Krishna does not require to come down. Any agent, there are parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate. By simply advising the king of heaven, Indra, to send a strong wind, so many asuras can be immediately annihilated. So for that purpose, Krishna does not require to come. He comes for satisfying the devotees. The devotees are so anxious to see him. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadev appeared not to kill his teeny father. To kill his teeny father simply by directing the Maya, he could be killed. But he wanted to come before Prahlad Maharaj, that you are such nice devotee, you are suffering for me, Now I have come, you see. This is the purpose. By the way, to kill the atheist, keeping the promise of Brahma intact, he took benediction from Brahma that I shall not die this way and this way, this way. All the promises of Brahma kept, he appeared in such a form that it will not clash with the promise of Brahma. Therefore, he had to take the form of such a thing which does not clash with the promise. Okay, Brahma was a devotee. He has given him some benediction, so Krishna did not violate that. It must be kept. Kauntiya pratijani namai bhaktapanasa. Just see kindness of Krishna. He kept Brahma's promise. He kept the atheist Hiranyakashipu's aspiration, and he satisfied Prahlad, and everything was done simply by incarnating as Narasimha. This is Krishna's plan. He comes, but by one stroke he serves so many business. That is Krishna. So here is also Lord Ramchandra appeared. The main business was to kill Ravan. Not main business. Main business is to satisfy the devotee side by side to kill Ravan. And Ravana was on the other side of Indian Ocean. So Hanuman, a devotee of Ramchandra, he jumped over the ocean simply by chanting Jai Ram. But Ramchandra thought himself that he is unable to jump over. He had to construct a bridge. You see? But what kind of bridge? Bridge, stone bridge that was floating on the sea. The law of gravitation did not work. That is God. He can nullify any law. He can introduce any new law. That nobody has got experience that stone thrown on the water is floating. No, no, no. Naturally, it goes down. But this is God. That he nullifies the general law as he desires. Sarva Shakti Sampanna. That is all power. That is greatness. Not that if you have got a small body and the elephant has got a very big body, therefore he is great. No, that is not greatness. The elephant, in spite of having such a big body and 1,000 times stronger than the human being, he is controlled by a small human being. That means intelligence is strength, not this bodily. Buddhi jasya balam tasya. Any man who has got intelligence, he has got strength. Just like by intelligence, they have discovered the nuclear weapon by dropping a nuclear weapon, hundreds and thousands of soldiers can be killed. There is no more need of maintaining a huge army. So many men now released, those who have got atomic bombs, at least I know in Russia, they know that we have got now atomic bomb. What is the use of maintaining such a huge army? Let them work for other production. So it is intelligence that works. So how much intelligence has got God, we can imagine. If we our teeny brain, we are so intelligent, but unfortunately, the rogues, having got a brain from God, they are denying God. That's it. The rascal does not consider that I am working with my brain. That's nice. I've got a very good brain. So many does. But who has manufactured this brain? You manufactured this brain. That you cannot. So, the brain is important, or the manufacturer of the brain is important. Who is important? This is intelligence. So we are not after the so-called big brain. We give them all respect. But we are after the manufacturer of the brain. That is Krishna consciousness. He can manufacture thousands and millions of brains like that. Like Professor Einstein or him. That is God. God is great. We have to understand how great He is. Not that simply, sophistically, God is great and I do everything and God cannot see. Let me commit all kinds of sins. But God is great, He'll see. No, God cannot see. I can cheat God, although He is great. That is our philosophy. God is great, but I am so great that I can cheat God. That is Hiranyakashipu's philosophy. God proved, yes, you have cheated Brahma in so many ways with the idea that we live forever. Now see, I am here. How great I am. So that is the appreciation of the greatness of God. If we read shastras and see scrutinizingly, we can understand, yes, God is great. Not theoretically, practically, we can see how God is great. Read the purport.
The personality of Godhead, Sri Rama, assumed the form of a human being and appeared on the earth for the purpose of doing some pleasing work for the demigods or the administrative personalities to maintain the order of the universe. Sometimes great demons and atheists like Ravan and Hiranyakashipu and many others become very famous due to advancing material civilization by the help of material science and other activities with a spirit of challenging the established order of the Lord. For example, with the attempt to fly to other planets by material means is a challenge to the established order. The conditions of each and every planet are different, and different classes of human beings are accommodated there for particular purposes mentioned in the codes of the Lord. But, puffed up by tiny success in material advancement, sometimes the godless materialist challenges the existence of God. Ravana was one of them, and he wanted to deport ordinary men to the planets of Indra, or heaven, by material means, without consideration of the necessary qualifications. He wanted a staircase
to be... Just now, they are planning that everyone will go to the moon planet without any qualification. That is their plan. It is Ravan's plan. Ravan said that why you are undergoing so much severe austerities to go to heaven? I shall make a staircase and you go directly without having performed any austerity. So, to go to the moon planet, according to the Vedic description, it requires a qualification. The moon planet, there is one of the heavenly planets, and if anyone can go there, he gets 10,000 of years span of life. And the standard of living is very high than this planet. These are the description of the Vedic literature. The Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Janti Deva Vrata Divan. If you want to be promoted to a heavenly planet, then you just perform the duties to please a particular demigod, he will do. So, these materialist scientists, they are thinking they can go anywhere by the force of their so-called scientific advancement. But it has not proved successful till now. But still they will say, yes, in future we shall go. All right, in future. Trust no future, however pleasant. That's all. What?
He wanted a staircase to be built up directly reaching the heavenly planet so that people might not be required to undergo the routine of pious work necessary to enter that planet. He also wanted to perform other acts against the established rule of the Lord. He even challenged the authority of Sri Rama, the personality of Godhead, and kidnapped his wife Sita. Of course, Lord Rama came to chastise the atheist, answering the prayer and desire of the demigods. He therefore took up the challenge of Ravan, and the complete activity is the subject matter of the Ramayana. Because Lord Ramachandra was the personality of Godhead, he exhibited superhuman activities which no human being, including the materially advanced Ravan, could perform. Lord Ramachandra prepared a royal road on the Indian Ocean with stones that floated on the water. The modern scientists have done research in the area of weightlessness, but it is not possible to bring in weightlessness anywhere and everywhere. But because weightlessness is the creation of the Lord, by which he can make the gigantic planets fly and float in the air, he made the stones, even within this earth, to be weightless and prepared a stone bridge on the sea without any supporting pillar. That is the display of the power of God.
So, incarnation in the Shastras, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, some of the incarnations are described, but all incarnations are described in the Shastras. We should not be blind to accept any rascal and rogue as incarnation of God. Incarnation of God is not so cheap. That you should understand. Thank you.